Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast of today. It's Q&A with Layla, and now we're coming up to part two. In a moment, we're going to tackle some natural therapies for acne, but we've got a couple more questions to answer. So what are those?
Yes, we do. This comes from Tim. This message is for Dr. Hoffman. I wondered if he could write an article or do a podcast about the most important supplements to take as he sees for people on a budget. My hope was to direct the information at those who don't have a lot of money but have enough money to spend on the most important anti-aging supplements. Thank you for your time and any insurance you can give me that you got this message. And there you have this message, Dr. H.
Okay, well, we can assure you that we got this message.
So I would say, and I know he's asking you specifically, I would say that you have to, if it's a matter of budget, then you want to prioritize, because there should be no compromise on the quality of the supplements you take.
Okay.
You don't want to buy more supplements because they're on sale at Costco or CVS and you don't know about the quality. The quality is imperative here. What would you think?
I think that that's really important because... Oh, look, I mean, there's no question that people are on a shoestring budget, but one really high-quality fish oil capsule per day, in my opinion, is of greater value than maybe five of the discount variety that you get, 300 for $9.99. My concern is about potential toxins, the potency, the amount of EPA and DHA delivered per capsule. So I would recommend... Virtually everyone needs to take omega-3. I can think of very few cases in which omega-3 is not important. I would also suggest that the question is whether – I believe in multis, but here we're trying to prioritize.
Yeah.
You know, is it really important for each and every man, woman, and child in the United States to take a multi? Yes, there would be some nutritional insurance there. But if we're really going to get on the priorities, I would say vitamin D would be up there. If there's, if you can't afford a really good quality multi, vitamin D, you know, everybody should be taking about 2,000 international units of vitamin D. That would make a big difference.
And we need to make sure that it's vitamin D3, which is cholecalciferol, not vitamin D2, which is not nearly as effective. Coming back to the multi, I think a multi is also very, very important. But again, I think this is, again, where quality counts. You want a multi that doesn't contain a whole lot of iron, too much vitamin A. You want to make sure that multi doesn't only contain the vitamin E alpha tocopherol form. So we have to be careful, and this is where quality comes in. One of the things that I love about Foundation Formula is it's mixed tocopherols, number one. Number two, there's no iron there. So it's safe for men. It's safe for postmenopausal women. I don't think everybody should be taking iron. So that's another thing to be concerned about, a multi. And I know every multi that's out there in the store has these things or may have a little too much vitamin A, not necessarily in the beta-carotene form, and that wrong form of vitamin E.
Right.
So... spend your money on a good quality multi, I would say.
Indeed. And the other thing that I might suggest, and I think this is an area that's often ignored, is the importance of probiotics. And if you can afford a good probiotic, my choice, Dr. Ahira's. Alternatively, some people prefer Culturelle, but there are many brands out there that are good brands. There are also some brands that are not, inferior quality. So it's variable and different strokes for different folks. Some people say, one feels better than the other in terms of the effects on my digestive tract. We're coming to recognize the importance of the microbiome, what's going on inside you.
Yeah.
And so this is a really, really key area for proper maintenance and supplementation. Too many people taking antibiotics. There's too many antibiotic residues. We drink chlorinated water that disinfects our gastrointestinal tracts, and acid blocking medication that disrupts our flora. And so probiotics, I think, could play a big role in fixing a lot of problems.
Tim also mentions the most important anti-aging supplements. Would you put resveratrol there?
Right up there. And the product we use is called Longevinix. It's sort of a product that has some cofactors in with it to make the resveratrol more efficacious. I like curcumin. I like EGCG from green tea. I like olive leaf extract. But now we're getting into some premium products that might be beyond the price point or the dedication point of some divisions. You know, for some people, I think it's a matter of prioritization. You know,
yeah.
I see some people who, you know, they live very meager lives, and they're always in debt. But when it comes to like a rock concert or a hip hop event or a, you know, baseball game, sports event, you know, football game, hockey game, they're going to spend big money. So it's a matter of prioritization. And or, you know, people who think nothing of paying, $5,500 for a dinette set. When it comes to getting a medical workup with a nutritionally oriented physician that might cost, far less than that, they quail at the prospect of shelling out that amount of money. So,
right, right.
You know, it's just, it, you know.
It's priorities. Do you need to have a brand new leased car every 3 years? Is that really necessary? I mean, yeah, where are the priorities?
Yeah.
Precisely.
Until recently, I drove a 1991 Honda. It was great.
That's great.
It was great. I had to give it up. But, you know, the nice thing about a 1991 Honda is you just don't care. If cab, comes at you in New York, it's like, yeah. You think I care if you ding me? It's like, I got nothing to lose, babe.
Yeah, well, I'm still driving a 1997 Saturn.
Okay.
And it's still like new. It doesn't have a lot of miles. I keep it meticulous, and my husband helps me with that.
Right.
So, you know, it's like I'm going to drive it into the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't...
I'm interested in getting from point A to point B. That's
don't spill
it.
Any nail polish remover on it, because it'll just melt the plastic and, you know. Okay. It's a plastic it's a plastic car. All right.
It's a plastic car, right? So Tim, a good quality fish oil, a vitamin D, a good quality multi, a probiotic, those will be the places to start.
Okay.
Right?
We got a quick one about a gastrointestinal problem.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do. I have a medical question for you, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 52 years old. This comes from Lisa. I'm 52 years old, recently had a colonoscopy. I have a small ulcer that was found where the colon meets the intestine. I was told we can monitor by having another colonoscopy in 6 months, but there is no treatment for it now, without surgery.
Yeah.
I feel like a time bomb. I can't sit around and wait for it to grow and then have surgery. What do you recommend that I can do to make it disappear?
Well, we don't have a diagnosis here, but this sounds suspicious for Crohn's disease, because if you have an ulceration where the small intestine meets the large intestine, that's the ileum, and that is, the old name for Crohn's disease used to be regional ileitis, inflammation of the ileum. So I think that may be what they suspect. This is one of those situations where I see a lot of this. It's like, okay, you have this or you have the other thing. We'll wait for the other shoe to drop. And when you have a full-blown disease, then we'll start treating it. And you're not, you know, it's kind of like a fisherman who goes fishing and catches a fish. And it's like, it's under the limit, so you got to throw it back. You know, that's but then the fisherman says, okay, little fishy, swim away, fatten up. And when, I'll come back next season and you'll be over the limit, and then I can reel you in. That's a little bit of the way medicine plays it with some of these preconditions that eventually will burgeon into, quote, true conditions, where then we can really start with our big guns and medication. So if it's beyond the scope of this to tell you what you do for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, and I don't even know what she has because it's fragmentary information we're getting here. But if it were to be early Crohn's disease, we would recommend a specific carbohydrate diet. We would use specialized probiotics, higher doses of vitamin D, omega-3 fish oils, curcumin, maybe some boswellin, what's that fish protein extract?
C-Cure. C-Cure or Intestive, it's also called,
Right, which is, it's a preparation of peptides.
It's got
from
some boswellin and some whitefish protein.
Right, it's basically peptides that nourish the intestinal lumen.
Yeah.
And we find it helpful in Crohn's patients. And, the variety of other things to consider there, too. Low-dose naltrexone would be part of something for inflammatory bowel disease that you can't buy. It needs to be prescribed. So, who knows what really is going on there from this kind of fragmentary description.
Yeah.
Okay,
do
we have a little time to talk about acne?
Yes.
Let's talk about, because I wrote an article on natural therapies for acne. So why don't you walk our listeners through some of the approaches that we might use for acne? I mean, I just wrote an article for our newsletter coming out this week, which lists four additional drugs. I wrote an article a few weeks back 12 drugs you should avoid. Well, I thought of four additional ones, and one of the worst is Accutane, which is a terrible drug. It's actually off the market. It can be prescribed under unique circumstances, but it was such a bad drug, they took it off the market in 2009. And so acne, big problem, and we're unfortunately seeing more and more antibiotic resistance. It's harder to treat with antibiotics now because the bugs are mutating, and it's a serious challenge, and there's such great natural ways to treat it. So why don't you expound on that?
There are, definitely. First of all, you want to make sure you're on a clean diet. We don't want any sugars, refined carbohydrates, greasy foods, you know, and be aware of what the food allergies are. It's also helpful because that also is a contributor to the inflammation, which is acne. Another thing is that there are plenty of supplements, actually, that are very, very helpful. Zinc is wonderful, for one thing. It could take away some of the inflammation of acne, especially cystic acne. Vitamin A is helpful. Vitamin B3, which is niacinamide. Both oral and topical niacinamide are actually very, very helpful.
Yes, we can prescribe that in a topical form as for people as well, like that you apply to the skin.
And we've also found out from Dr. Jeffrey Dack, panethene and carnitine can be helpful. Dr. Dack talks about a 750 milligram panethene and coupled with 250 milligrams of L-carnitine three times a day, TID, can be very, very helpful. Olive leaf that we talked about earlier I think is superb for acne because I think it really attacks the propionate bacteria mm-hmm. in the skin. Which is responsible for breakouts. As we've heard, have been helped by Manuka oil.
Indeed.
By Manuka honey.
Yes.
Because it's antibacterial and it's anti-inflammatory.
Right. And there's some evidence on coconut oil, especially the extra virgin kind, because it contains antibacterial properties. Our Bruce mm-hmm. Fife on that coconut oil broadcast last week talked about that.
Right, right.
And so, then, of course, there's the diet, which is important. And you work with a lot of acne patients. Some of the patients I don't have to see, they can just come to you directly mm-hmm. for nutritional counseling. And, you know, that might be an appropriate place to bring your afflicted teenager or younger relative, perhaps a grandchild, if they want to get dietary advice and supplement advice on dealing with acne so that they don't eradicate all their beneficial bacteria in their intestinal tract by taking tons of antibiotics.
Yes, a good probiotic is definitely appropriate. So basically it would be a review of the diet, what may be causing the inflammation, doing an elimination, getting on the proper supplements to clean up the gut if there are gut issues, because everything in the gut is eventually going to show up on the skin, so that might be something, and taking these very anti-inflammatory supplements. There's also a skin restore system. So PhytoPro,
right?
There's an act. We have an acne.
Yeah, we're actually
formula.
Very, very excited about that new product mm-hmm. because there's two formulas. One is for regular skin anti-aging, but one is for problem skin. So tell us about that one.
Yes, the So PhytoPro for acne also contains some amount of salicylic acid, which is beneficial for breakouts. And it's a three-part system, but it's very quick. It's very good. No parabens, nothing to worry about in terms of xenoestrogens or what we call gender benders. These are all natural ingredients, very, very easy to use, very, very nourishing for the skin. So that would absolutely be on the list of...
And it's also on the theory that a lot of the soaps and cleansers that are used for acne are very... alkalinizing. And it appears that just as in the gastrointestinal tract, when you want to foster a good balance of flora, the skin also is a source of healthy bacteria. There's your skin is not sterile. It's actually like a forest rather than a porcelain, you know, toilet bowl surface that's like, you know, where you can apply Lysol and disinfect it. It is a breathing membrane with pores and with a bacterial population. And when you use these harsh alkaline soaps and things like chlorhexidine and benzoyl peroxide, you kill a lot of the bacteria, but you also disrupt the ecology of the skin. And the whole theory behind the Sofido products is that they gently acidify the skin, which it has a prebiotic effect. They actually support the proliferation of the healthy bacteria that compete with the bad bacteria, correct?
Yes, yes. Yes. So by acidifying the skin a little more, it inhibits the bacteria, and it's that helps to diminish breakout.
Right. So, I mean, you can use this PhytoPro product as a standalone, you know, whether you employ the comprehensive nutritional strategies we just discussed. It may help your acne to some extent or completely eradicate your acne, depending on how severe it is. And that product is available through nutritionally oriented practitioners, but not available in retail stores at this time. So it's actually a product that's distributed from England that we have exclusive distribution rights on. And you can get it from the Hoffman Center. So check out our website at drhoffman.com, or you can call the Hoffman Center for the SoPhytoPro. You want to spell it for people? Because it's kind of a weird spelling.
SoPhyto is spelled S-O-P-H-Y-T-O.
Okay.
Pro. So S-O-P-H-Y-T-O-P-R-O, Skin Restore System.
Great. And, so there's many elements to skin health. And different strokes for different folks, but...
That's true. And listen, even if the acne is secondary to, say, a diagnosis of PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome...
Oh, there you go, yes.
That's an underlying thing where there are too many androgens in the woman's body, and that could cause breakout. We treat that. We can help treat that. But many of these things still come into play along with treating the PCOS.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So, that's, you know, comprehensive strategy for dealing with acne, and we love to see acne patients because you kind of kill two birds with one stone. You actually improve the acne, and you improve the overall health in the individual. It's one thing to fix acne by undermining the health of the individual by putting them on powerful antibiotics or dangerous drugs without any kind of lifestyle modification. Great, you know, you can eat your pizza, and you can eat your, you know, have your ice cream sodas, and, you know. But ultimately, and kids don't care. They're, you know, they call them the young immortals. They don't sign up for Obamacare because they think they're going to live forever.
Invincible. Yes, they think.
But if you fix the skin, you know, through artificial means, and you don't modify the diet, you're going to succumb to dietary problems eventually. Will catch up to you.
And the long-term side effects of the medications as well.
So. Oh, we've seen a ton of patients who have been on Accutane and have developed ulcerative colitis.
There's
actually a whole lot of lawsuits around that. And some patients with weird inflammatory problems, chronic bodily aches and pains due to their use of Accutane. The kids who take antibiotics, they check in later with severe allergies, chronic fatigue syndrome, the women with yeast infections, chronic yeast infections. The antibiotics may seem like they are a temporary fix and they can be effective, but they take a toll on the body.
They do. They
All
disrupt
right.
the whole ecosystem. Yep.
Anything else?
That's it. That's it for today, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, great. So what you're writing about in the newsletter this week?
The newsletter this week, I got a great question about sugar.
Oh.
How much can I eat?
All right. Okay, so we're going to leave people in suspense because Layla's going to weigh in definitively on the question of how much sugar should you eat.
Can I have?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So read all about it in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter this week. Sign up for it, or eventually we'll post it on our website anyway. So you can check out drhoffman.com. And this week, my story is on four additional drugs that may want to avoid. And spoiler alert, Accutane is one of the four. All right.
Can't wait to read that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.